Medicinal cannabis could be legally imported into the Cook Islands this month from Australia and New Zealand. The Ministry of Health's Narcotics and Misuse of Drugs Amendment Act 2023 is set to be implemented on May 13th, pending Cabinet approval next week. Pharmacies will be able to apply to the Ministry of Health for a 12-month licence to import the drug after the law passes. It follows a legally non-binding referendum, where a majority of people voted in favour for medicinal cannabis. Caleb Fotheringham spoke to cannabis advocate Steve Boggs, who has been living in the Cook Islands.
I feel really good that they're going to allow local doctors to prescribe cannabis products. That's a major breakthrough. That's exciting. But like I said, we'll have to wait and see if they keep their word, when this is all going to happen, and what kind of cannabis products they're going to bring in. That's another thing they haven't really said. We don't know if it's just CBD or if it's bud and the whole. Well, they did say they were going to allow everything that's being prescribed in New Zealand and Australia to be able to be prescribed here. So hopefully they'll keep their word on that.
I know in New Zealand that people complain about medicinal cannabis being quite expensive. I don't actually know what the situation is in Australia, but are you concerned about how expensive some of these products could be?
The black market products here are just cost prohibited. I mean, 0.4 grams of weed, it costs you $50, I've been told. So that's just outrageous. So I'm sure that the prices are going to be a lot better than that.
Is there anywhere that you want to see this go? Obviously, medicinal cannabis being able to be prescribed is a benefit to you. Do you want anything else? Do you want this to progress further, I suppose, to recreational cannabis eventually?
Yeah, well, this just to me is like putting your foot in the water, just crawling. The next thing I want to see is people are allowed to cultivate up to like 10 plants on their own, and just register with the police or the Ministry of Health to do that so you can grow your own. And then I want to see it decriminalized so it's just a fine or maybe no fine and absolutely no jail time whatsoever. And then the natural progression from there would be recreational legalization. That's what I want to see, and that's what I'm going to be aiming for.
This process really started in August 2022 when there was the non-binding referendum. Well, I suppose for you, actually, it started a little bit before that because you were campaigning for it. But
yeah, I was.
From August 2022 to now, how do you feel the process has gone?
Well, I think it was too slow, but, I mean, that's what you got to expect down here. It takes a long time for anything to get done, but I think they moved too slow because it was an urgent matter. Too many people are going to jail, and the fines are really heavy. They're throwing people in jail for simple possession, and it just has to stop. They were too slow, but I have to accept what's going on and just chalk it up and say it's progress.